Throughout the U.S., men who have sex with men, or MSM, remain the group most affected by HIV. Although some counseling interventions appear to alter high-risk sexual behavior among MSM, HIV testing remains the cornerstone of prevention. Numerous studies have shown that MSM preferentially have sex with men of the same HIV status, and longitudinal studies have demonstrated that MSM who learn that they are HIV infected alter their sexual behavior to diminish transmission to their sex partners. As a result, a central goal of prevention efforts is to assure that HIV-infected persons know about their HIV infection as soon as possible following HIV acquisition. The CDC recommends that persons at high risk for HIV, including MSM, be tested at least annually, and some local health departments have issued recommendations advocating testing every 3 to 6 months among selected higher-risk MSM. However, to date, the frequency of HIV testing or the period between HIV tests has not been monitored as an index of prevention program success. The objectives of this study are to determine the proportion of MSM previously tested for HIV, to estimate the time between HIV tests or the intertest interval among MSM, to identify predictors of longer intertest intervals, and to assess whether there is a trend for shorter intertest intervals. For this analysis, we use data collected from a Sentinel Surveillance Project, the MSM Prevalence Monitoring Project, which collated data collected from 2002 through 2006 as part of routine clinical encounters from 57,131 visits from MSM aged 15 to 70 years seen in 4 U.S. STD clinics listed here. We used clinic visit as the unit of analysis throughout the study, though some individuals contributed more than one visit to the analysis. We evaluated visits from MSM who denied previously testing positive for HIV. Among MSM tested for HIV during their current clinic visit and with a history of prior HIV testing, we calculated the intertest interval among the overall population and then the newly diagnosed. Intertest interval is defined as the median number of days between the reported previous HIV test and the HIV test from the current visit. I realize this is a bit confusing at this point, but I'm going to show you a flow chart in a few seconds and hopefully I'll clarify some of that. For the multivariate analysis, we use generalized estimating equations. For each model, we included age, race, ethnicity, city in which patients were tested, concurrent diagnosis with a bacterial STI, and year of HIV testing. Between 2002 and 2006, STD clinic staff in 4 clinics evaluated MSM during 57,131 separate visits, of which 49,617 evaluations were not known to be previously HIV positive at the current visit. Of these, 27,887 included confidential HIV testing. Of the MSM who were HIV tested at their clinic visit, 1,060 tested positive for HIV, and 23,600 reported previously testing for HIV. I would like to give a quick overview of the demographics of the 49,617 MSM that never previously tested positive for HIV. The mean age was from all 4 clinics was 35 years, but varied by clinic. The majority of these visits were by white MSM, and approximately half of the clinic visits occurred in San Francisco. Now I'd like to talk about MSM who never previously tested for HIV. The city-specific median percentage of MSM tested at the current visit who reported never previously testing decreased significantly from 9.4% in 2002 to 5.4% in 2006. On multivariate analysis, factors associated with never previously HIV testing included younger age, Asian or Hispanic race ethnicity versus white, testing in DC or Denver versus San Francisco, an earlier calendar year. Among all tested MSM, the median intertest interval decreased significantly from 302 days in 2002 to 243 days in 2006. On multivariate analysis, Longer inner test interval was significantly associated with older age, earlier year of clinic testing visit, African American race versus white, and being tested in the District of Columbia or San Francisco versus Seattle. I will use age as an example to help understand the estimate in this model. Using the mean age of 35 as the reference group, for each 1 year increase in age of MSM, there was a 2% increase in the intertest interval. For example, a 40-year-old MSM had 10% greater risk of having a longer intertest interval than 35-year-old MSM. In our analysis of intertest interval as an outcome, we observed a significant interaction between year of clinic visit and testing in Denver, indicating that the observed association of later calendar year and shorter intertest interval was not uniform across sites. The decline in the median intertest interval observed in San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. did not seem to occur in Denver. A total of 1,060 of the 27,887 HIV tests performed on MSM without a prior HIV diagnosis were positive. For MSM newly diagnosed with HIV, the median proportion who had never HIV tested did not significantly change from 2002 to 2006. Significant predictors of newly diagnosed HIV infection included longer intertest interval, Black or Hispanic race ethnicity versus white, clinic in San Francisco versus Seattle, and concurrent diagnosis with a bacterial STI. We observed a dose-response relationship for time between HIV testing in this model. The median intertest interval among men newly testing HIV positive decreased significantly from 582 days in 2002 to 287 days in 2006. In this group, longer intertest interval was associated with older age and earlier year of current HIV test. We can understand this estimate the same way as in the previous GED model, where we used the mean age of 35 as the reference group. For each 1 year increase in HIV test date, there was an average 5% decrease in intertest interval, although the decline was greater earlier in the 2002 through 2006 period. Site, race, ethnicity, and concurrent bacterial STI infection were not significant at alpha equals 0.05, and there was no interaction found in this model. There were some limitations to this study. The results of this study reflect MSM and STD clinics or gay men's health clinics and are not generalizable to all MSM. We evaluated MSM visits, not individual MSM. Our study did not include anonymous testers, and investigators from all sites that participated in the study indicated that they believed the proportion of tests performed anonymously was decreasing in their areas. We only had data on anonymous testers in Seattle for the period after April 2006. During that time, we found that the anonymous testers had a somewhat longer intertest interval, suggesting that if anything, a decrease in anonymous testing may have biased our findings to underestimate the true decline in the population's median intertest interval. Lastly, this analysis was based on data available from the Sentinel Surveillance Project. It did not have behavioral variables available to evaluate in the models. However, we did incorporate diagnosis with a bacterial STI as a marker for high-risk behavior. In conclusion, we found that from 2002 through 2006, the percentage of MSM that reported never testing and the time period between HIV tests decreased. This change was notable in men newly testing positive for HIV. Some implications of the increased frequency of HIV testing that we observed include the effect on the performance of currently used HIV tests. Third-generation enzyme immunoassays, or EIAs, currently the most common serological test in the U.S., have a window period of approximately 3 to 4 weeks. During this time, patients may be infected but test HIV negative because they lack the antibody to HIV for which EIA tests. Shorter intertest intervals would mean that more patients test within the window period and should prompt some reconsideration of what tests clinicians and public health programs use to test MSM. Programs should consider incorporating the use of more sensitive tests, for example, pooled RNA testing. Future prevention efforts should attempt to further decrease the intertest interval, and public health authorities should monitor the proportion of MSM previously tested in the intertest interval as prevention indices. I'd like to thank my colleagues that have participated in the MSM prevalence monitoring project and those that have assisted with this analysis. Thank you.